The Europe Report with Kanaan Lipschitz.
Kanaan Lipschitz, here's a weird question for you. Have you seen the movie The Midnight Express?
Yes, I have. It haunts me to this day.
Okay, because your first story this afternoon is about Turkey repatriating a French Jewish man sentenced to 16 years on minor drug offenses. And when I saw that, I just thought of the Midnight Express. For many of us, it was a good reason not to visit Turkey for years.
Absolutely. And it always comes back whenever I have a layover in Turkey or where I have an assignment in Turkey, which happens often because Turkey is a major artery into Central Asia and the rest of Asia and between Europe and Asia. And so this story, the Midnight Express of abuse in Turkish prison, is also a reminder of what happens elsewhere in the world when you fall, when you run foul with local laws that you're not familiar with. That's exactly what happened to Fabien Azoulay, a gay 43-year-old French Jewish man who came to Istanbul for hair transplants in 2017. And he ordered a party substance, a party drug, online with his credit card, small amount. But he wasn't aware of the fact that 6 months prior to making his order, that drug was made illegal in Turkey. And so he got that drug and he went out with friends to the disco scene and maybe took a little bit of that drug. And then he got arrested. And, initially he thought that maybe he'll get slapped on the wrist or something. But what he got was a sentence of 16 years and 8 months in prison.
Wow, that's a long, long sentence.
Yeah, especially for a Jew, a gay Jew, a foreign European gay Jew in the Turkish prison system. And it obviously didn't go well for him. His family at first kept silent because they thought that drawing attention to this would only make it worse. They hope for a fast resolution. And so at that point, we don't have much reason to suspect they were exaggerating. But later on, they exposed letters from Fabien from when they were still silent about it, detailing abuse, anti-Semitic abuse, his fear of being sexually violated and experiencing other forms of violence because he's gay and maybe has certain mannerisms that betray that. And he told his friends that when he looks at that release date, 16 years from when he was put in jail, he just knows that he's not going to make it that far. Luckily, on Tuesday, yesterday, Fabien was finally repatriated, put on a plane, officially to carry out the rest of his sentence in France, but effectively, because that drug isn't illegal in France, and even if it were, he's served more than a French judge would ever give him for it. So basically released back to his family, well, long, safe and sound.
How long was he jailed for, Kanaan?
4 years, transferred between jails. First, the abuse that he detailed.
Wow.
After that came to light, he was put in a more safe environment. You know, it was never a picnic. He was suicidal. He thought about ending it all. Hey, who wouldn't?
Absolutely, who wouldn't? Wow, what an awful story that is. Glad he's home. I suppose the moral of the story is don't buy anything remotely that could be construed to be a drug of any sort, because it just isn't worth the price. Let's talk about this Belgian town square to remove references to Nazi collaborators after an uproar, which begs the question, why were Nazi collaborators being commemorated in a Belgian town square in the first place?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I can answer that, but I can chronicle the events that led to it. Look, Belgium has a far-right movement called Vlaams Belang, and it wants Flanders to be independent. Vlaams Belang, its founder, was a former Nazi collaborator, and now it's experiencing a revival in as the far-right experiences successes across Europe, and it has many counselors in the city hall of Zedelchum, which is that town. They have friends across Europe. And so when Latvia, which is itself has a, I wouldn't say a far right, but it has a center right government with some Holocaust revisionist agendas, when they said their friends in Latvia told them, hey, you know, there used to be a concentration camp for POWs at Zedelchum. And over there, we had a few hundred Latvian soldiers who fought alongside the Nazis. That's why they were put there POW camp. Wouldn't it be great if we make a statue in their memory of those poor SS soldiers, SS soldiers who were locked up in this POW camp, and name the square of Zedelchum, which by the way is a really small town, that square, square, it borders on a cornfield, okay? It's that small. So why don't we name that, square, Freedom Square, for the Freedom Square in Riga in Latvia? And that is something that's also worth mentioning, because each year in Latvia, there are hundreds of there used to be hundreds, now it's only dozens, and soon there will be only a few, but actual veterans of an SS unit marched through the streets of Riga, to basically in pride of their actions during World War II, and nationalists rally on the sidelines of that march, and they walk to Freedom Square. And so the Latvian government said, why don't we make a Freedom Square in Zedelchum as well. All went well. It flew under the radar until it exploded. As the Regard, which is a French language Belgian magazine, exposed the story. It was also in American Jewish press. And at a certain point, the city of Zedelchum realized that it can't fly under the radar anymore. And earlier this month, the plaque on the statue for the Latvian prisoners was removed. And right now the square is nameless, pending a vote on how it will be called in the future.
Come on, Lipschitz, we're going to leave it there. We're out of town. How fascinating. I think I want to pick up with you next time we chat about this problem in Belgian psychosis about the Jews, because this is not the first such story. They have a carnival that is pretty upsetting too, but they haven't stopped that. So yeah, maybe let's chat about Belgium and their approach to Jews next time you and I chat.
Done.